I'm Nelson, the Out of Gaming County Executive, U.S. Senatorial Candidate, a fine Dem friend of ours. Tom, thanks for sticking around. Thank you for co-deviling this big hour.
This has been great. Been looking forward to all week, you know, getting down this boring campaign stuff. This is what it's all about. This is why I've been running for office, so I can be a co-devil.
Co-devil. Well, you know, don't tell the people down at church. But I got a few specific issues I want to ask you about, Tom. WIS Politics tells me there is testimony being heard, a federal judge trying to decide what's the right policy on the wolf hunt in the state of Wisconsin. Tom, where do you come down on this issue? You live a little farther north than I do. I wouldn't call it the North Woods, but Tom, where do you stand in the wolf hunt?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, this is certainly one that's been very controversial. You don't really hear a lot about it here in Outagamie County. I mean, it's kind of funny if you're in Madison or Milwaukee and you say up north, you're thinking Fond du Lac or Outagamie County. But of course, you know, the real up north is beyond that, though. I think that this is, you know, this reminds me a lot of, you know, a number of issues that have been kind of bouncing around. And I think it's, you know, I think it's something that is contentious. You know, we need to have some sort of resolution. I know that there's a lot of arguments on both sides. And it's a very good question, and we'll see what the courts say. But do you know what I'm talking about? How you have these issues that just don't go away. You got both sides clashing on that. And, you know, now it's happening here in the middle of a Senate race, and we'll hear more about it.
Tom, I got a fine co-devil for the hour. He is Tom Nelson, U.S. Senatorial Candidate, Outagamie County Executive. And if you have questions for Tom, we'll try doing a little town hall style at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, because it's a political party up around here. Tom, depending on how you answer this question, legalizing recreational marijuana, taxing it, obviously, it's currently, I believe, a narcotic, or at least it's scheduled on federal schedules, equivalent to a narcotic. And there are medicinal uses and there are recreational uses. And ultimately, a lot of people are using this drug in the state of Wisconsin. We're surrounded by states that have legalized marijuana effectively. Tom, where do you stand on this issue overall and as a federal policy?
Yeah, I support both. And I think this is something that we should have done a long time ago, how we need to remove this from the criminal justice system. Clearly, this is a matter that goes to racial justice. And whenever you're looking at these social issues, we got to look at that kind of component. And I think that's a big reason why, quite frankly, this should have been taken care of a while ago. So, no, I support both changes. And also medicinal. Let me make a point about this too. My wife is a cancer survivor. Now, she did not want to necessarily, but in a lot of these cancer support groups, a lot of these patients are, you know, I'm taking too many chemicals. I don't want more and more chemicals being pumped into me than what is necessary. And they need some sort of, you know, that they would like to have something that's a natural to deal with the pain. And I think that this is a big reason. If you don't believe in legalizing for recreational issues, I think what we should all be able to come together for is legalize it for the purpose of medicinal uses. There's absolutely no argument in the book why we should not do that.
Well, some of us self-medicate, Tom Nelson. 844-967-2789. Before we get to callers, Tom, what's a good time for you on a Friday night if you had a cold one? Or a cocktail or a beverage. How do you unwind, sir?
I mean, before I use on a campaign? Because I haven't unwound in the last 367 days. So before politics, you know, pretty early, 6 or 7 o'clock. I'm an old fogey now. I guess I'm one of the oldest candidates in the race. So I don't really go to, you know, all hours. You know, wind down 6 or 7 o'clock. And plus, you got the kids. We got the kids. They're winding down from 7 to 8.
Okay,
usually outlast me. It's me 9 or 10.
Tom, when you're having a good night, how do you celebrate? What's a celebration look like at the Nelson household?
Not one, but two sodas.
Come on, Tom. You could say you drink a beer occasionally. 844-967-2789. 89 Susie from Lodi. Say hi to Tom Nelson.
Hi, Mr. Nelson.
Lodi. Hello.
Listen, devil's advocate. Thank you for running, and thank you for currently serving. We need more people to look at the books and what's happening with our money. And so those are kind of my questions to you. I'm going to be 65 this year, and my student loans, which I got as a mature adult with three kids in tow, I have just gone to a new servicer, and I now owe $10,000 more than what I did when I graduated, even though I've been paying all this time. This would be very helpful if my public service, my elected office, my time as an EMT, and I continue to teach, if that didn't qualify me to relieve myself of this anchor. And I know I'm not alone. So how do you feel about student loan debt relief?
Well, I think first of all, you know, thank you for your service. I think you said something there about serving as an EMT. Thank you for that, because coming from a county where we have a number of rural communities that have a rural fire department, they're in very, you know, some of them are in dire need of having people volunteer. So I'm not sure if you are a volunteer or not, but either way, thank you for your service. You're one of the folks who are on the front line during COVID. And so that's a good segue. I believe, number one, we have got to unload the student debt that's happening right now. President Biden should sign, and we can eliminate all of this debt, or at least the eligible. I mean, bottom line is we need to eliminate student debt. And however much you agree, I think it should go up to $45,000. But you make a good point, too, tying it to people who are, you know, who are contributing a genuine public service. Those are the last folks that we need to hold down, that we need to strap down with student debt. And this is a matter that hits on all things. One, it's a matter of fairness, that why we are charging students these egregious amounts of money. You know, you look at colleges, $60,000 or $65,000 a year. That's ridiculous. You need to have some relief. Second thing, too, is you want to have incentives to encourage people to go into public service, to serve in the public sector. That's the first, I think that is the first group that if there's going to be some sort of student loan relief, they're the ones that should have it.
Tom, let me ask you, Joe Biden, my understanding, already budgetarily would have the power through executive action to relieve up to something like, it's a large number of student loan borrowers' debt, up to like $50,000 per borrower. In many cases, the federal government is the default lender in so many of these loans. And it's one thing to lend money as a federal government, but Tom, we're profiting on this money. Yeah. You know, I've got nothing against making a couple of points interest, but we don't charge that to the banks these days. So let me ask you, Tom, when I heard Bernie Sanders propose back in 15, 16, you know, free college, I'm thinking, oh, slow down, Bernie, you know, but when we look at the actual cost structures and we actually look at the investment that we would make in human resources, some of the greatest time in our nation's history was when the soldiers came back and utilized the GI Bill, and we had a rapidly growing economy. Yeah. Tom, it's probably not in the Build Back Better plan. My understanding is some of the best laid plans of the progressives are going to get cut out. But as an issue, how big an issue do you think affordable education is, you know, for the left, for all families? Because I got to think there's some Republicans that struggle with tuition each year as well.
Well, you know, a couple of things. You made the point about how Democrats have to, you know, be in the community talking about the Democratic difference. The things that we are doing, whether it's infrastructure investments through the COVID relief packages, whether it is from ARPA or the child tax credit, here's a perfect opportunity by the president exercising power through executive action. I mean, that would be unequivocally, that would be clear that this is something that President Biden did. This is something that's a matter of fairness. This is going to be a huge boom to the economy. Think about if you have these payments every month that could be converted into payments for a car, payments for a house. And you know, That is the type of economic stimulus that is easy to do, that is going to have an impact in every corner of this country. It's the right thing to do. It's going to help families. It's going to help the economy. At the end of the day, this is going to be a concrete example of something that the Democrats did, in this case, the president did.
Tom Nelson, what do you think about the American dream? Fortunately, for the sake of my kids, I've set quite a low bar, so, you know, not hard to exceed the old man. But Tom, what about this thought that we as Americans, somehow each generation, we move the ball forward, we advance, and it feels like we're kind of stuck in the quicksand. We're mired, we're stalemated. Tom, what about the American dream? Your kids are 5 and 7. I got a 15, a 17, and a 27-year-old. What do you think we tell the kids today?
Well, I think that, I mean, not in these terms. I have a 5 and a 7-year-old. Your kids will understand this, though, but there's a social contract. We have a responsibility. Of all the responsibilities we have as a father raising two children, to be kind, to be generous, to be happy, to be good citizens. You've got that, but then also as an elected official, I think one of the most important functions that I play, whether it's at the state level, county level, hopefully the federal level, is what I can do to make this planet, make this world better. And the people before me, my father, my grandfather, they all had a role in that. I have the obligation to do it. A really good case is, I mean, what I do is I look at where I came from. I came from Carolyn Drive in Little Chute, Wisconsin, blue collar neighborhood. All the dads worked at paper mills. My dad, as I'd like to say, wore the white collar. He was a Lutheran pastor. And so right away, I learned the importance of serving your neighbor, of serving your community. And then in time, recognizing the contributions that the working families, the union families had on my block. And then also understanding that these folks, as much as they give back to the community, as much as they are part of the American dream, they are not treated well. They don't have the same powers of folks on Wall Street. They don't have the concentrated wealth like the big CEOs have. These are people who play by the rules. They work hard, they play hard, and they are the ones that we have to stand up for. And it's a big reason why I ran for office. Understanding the importance of community service, standing up for those working families, and do everything I can to support the American dream. And then finally, we have the hunger strike, the climate action hunger strike. What I admire about the Sunrise Movement is here are some kids, young people, who said, look at the planet that you have thrown into our lap, the climate crisis. You know, we are expecting you to support a Green New Deal. We are expecting you to support Medicare for All. That is a big reason why I support those two important policies, because we owe it. We owe it to those generations to do all we can to ensure the American dream and make this planet livable and make healthcare and make the economy strong.
Tom, we got some fine young people here in the Madison area. They are doing a month of action all during the month of October. It's coming to a close this month of October, and this show, it's coming to a close soon. I've had a fine code devil, but we're not done yet. Come back, join us on the phones, you know, town hall style. He is Tom Nelson. He is the Outagamie County Executive. He is a U.S. senatorial candidate, a friend of the Devil's Advocates. And if you want a piece of him, you better start dialing 844-967-2789. Again, that phone number, 844-967-2789. Call or text right now. Show's almost over.